I don't know about you, but heat intolerance is a huge challenge for me living with multiple sclerosis. So I wanted to share with you guys the ice pack of my dreams, the soft, flexible ice pack, and the only ice pack that I now use featuring weighted cold therapy by Relief Pack. Female founded, vegan, and USA based company offering the longest lasting ice pack. Coming in too many prints to count in alternative sizes and even scents, this makes for the perfect gift for anyone managing a chronic illness, especially my moist sweat during the summer months. So use promo code AHOTMS to order yours today at reliefpack.com. It's a hug for your pain. When you're a child, you're often asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be? Who do you want to be when you grow up? You sit in your fourth grade class and in comes a speaker. They've been introduced to your class as someone who strives to inspire you to begin thinking about these things in life of who you want to be. This usually happens when your school decides to have a career day event. Parents volunteer to speak in your class about what they do for a living, as though we are programmed to pick out the examples that we've seen. Choosing what you want to be isn't something you pick from a hat. You might have an idea, musician, doctor, teacher, athlete. The what, though, may change as you get older. You develop new interests, new ways of looking at what's valuable in life and what deserves your time. So what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be when you grow up? It seems like a loaded question, right? That's because it is. Our what may change throughout the years, yet there is a more important question that rarely seems to be asked. So there you are in your fourth grade class, sitting behind the kid that farts in class, staring out the window, you know, contemplating a different question altogether. Not what I want to be when I grow up, but who I want to be. They don't ask you who. They go straight for the jugular of occupations. But occupations don't define us. Our character, our drive, our commitment, our passion, our will to survive and keep pushing. Those are the things that define us. But for so many of us, our what changes. It changes so many times in life. For me, I attempted to jump off course a few times, sometimes involuntarily, yet my who, looking back on all of it, was always the same. I came from a musical and artistic family. My mother, who is still a professional pianist and composer for ASCAP. My grampy was a horn and woodwind player in big bands his whole life. My Nina was a print model. My Aunt Rose, my great Aunt Rose. Oh my gosh, she was such an established and fantastic artist and painter. The list goes on and on. I did not come from a long line of lawyers or doctors. That is for sure. My what was always pretty consistent. I wanted to be a singer, and I had wanted this since I was 4 years old. My desire later developed into singer-songwriter, then actor, then musical theater major, then Broadway performer, then SeaWorld trainer. This was around the time that I had this crazy obsession with dolphins. I think I was like 12. Mom and Dad took me to SeaWorld, and I saw, you know, the shows where they're entertaining with the dolphins, and the staff members are jumping in the tanks, and I was just amazed. But all of these roles were along the same plane, yet so different. I think at one point I tried to do something that I felt was quote unquote level-headed and signed up at my, you know, local community college as a philosophy major. I bought the books, I got everything ready, and when it came time to go to my first class, you know, I was like, wait a minute, what am I doing? I don't belong here. Why am I doing this? Wake up, Brittany. This isn't you. I was trying to go down a road that wasn't meant for me. I was meant to connect with people through stage, screen, my voice, any way that I could, really. I had a message to share, and I still have a message to share, obviously, or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, to authentically evoke passion and drive and motivation Now, we all know the reality of making a plan. Our plan is not always guaranteed to go the way that we want. They say, you know, tell God you're making a plan and he's going to laugh in your face. Your what or your path doesn't necessarily always come true. You're faced with life-changing events that make that dream fall further and further away from you. Situations in life, you know, that cause you to make choices that send you running in the complete opposite direction. No matter how hard you dig your heels in the ground, you dig them in harder and harder, and turns out you're still further from where you wanted to be in the first place, and you just burned a hole in your favorite pair of moccasins. We know this feeling. We've all been there. We've all pulled away from our dream what and settled for the best of what we could make work for ourselves. But what if we don't have to just make it work? What if we can apply what we have and put it to better use? I'm telling you that this is possible, but how do we do it? How do we do it? How do you get adaptive as a darn chameleon and learn to acclimate fast? You must begin to trick your mind, trick your mind into seeing the good, and programming your mind to be a little bit more optimistic every day. Perception is key if you want to succeed at what I'm telling you. Throughout my career as a singer, actor, performer, then waitress, then billings manager, then collection specialist, you know, I cannot even tell you guys how many different jobs that I have had. There was a 6-month period where I was cleaning houses and working for a cleaning company. You know, I've worked as an administrative assistant at a mortgage bank, but all of these what's, you know, the what do you do? What do you do for a living? They all had a common thread. They connected with people and were either trying to convey a specific message or they had a role of being in charge and commanding. Nothing you do is for no reason. You may have acquired a skill that you don't even realize that you still use today. Me, my house is super clean. And I think it's because, well, A, my mother is Italian and we always grew up in a very clean household. But for 6 months, I cleaned houses professionally. Nothing done is wasted. It may not have been what you wanted to do. Do you think I wanted to clean houses? No, it wasn't really my cup of tea. It was a little bit relaxing because now I have this, you know, Italian OCD fetish of keeping things clean and tidy and everything. But no, there were other things that I would have liked to have done at the time. But nothing is done for no reason. Like from when you worked at a hot dog stands on the street of New York when you were 16, whatever it may be, don't underestimate your past just because it didn't bring you the outcome that you wanted. Again, your what is going to change. It's going to change a billion times, but your who is impermeable. Bringing us back to perception. If you change your perception, you change your reality. A phrase that I often say to my viewers and readers, but when you widen the lens to view what you have, not what you've lost, I think that's a better place to be in life. If you're already feeling overwhelmed and doubtful by listening to this podcast, that's okay. It's natural. I'm not coming at you saying, be perfect now. Right when you're done with this, you're going to put your phone away. You're going to go back to whatever it is that you were doing. Be perfect. Own it. Awesome. Get on it. No, it's going to take time and it's going to take practice and it's going to take repetition. So get out of that doubtful mindset of saying, well, I'm already set up for failure. And you're saying, oh, that must be so easy for her. You have no idea how hard it still is. For me, it's still hard. It requires daily reminders from yourself and daily training. Now, I have to support all of this reasoning and, you know, thought process with a statement. So support it, I shall. I've had my share of tragedy and pain. Trust me. Trust me. But what I choose to do with it after has only made my who more apparent. You know, after being physically assaulted in New York to escaping an abusive marriage by my first husband, I was left as this shell of someone I used to know. But I pulled myself through it, and out of pure survival instinct and determination to not give up, life got better. I strengthened my relationship with God, got that back on track. He was like, yo, Britt, where you been? And I'm like, haha, JC, I's right here. I got you. You know, but I vowed to never settle again or fall short of anything less than who I was capable of being. And you also have that capability. You know, I was still working as an administrative assistant and contributing to being about 60% of my actual self, but the rest was just another role that I was playing. I was just playing a role. I was still writing music and performing, but something was missing. And as soon as I met my now husband, Johnny, I love you, you know, the missing 40% seemed to reveal itself. But then 3 months after our wedding, I was diagnosed with MS and life was changing drastically. Like, hey, you just went through the most exciting and beautiful moment of your life, you know, marrying the one that you're really supposed to be with. And the ability in my left leg was decreasing so rapidly that, you know, I was falling all over the place and my fatigue was absolutely out of control. I was falling asleep, you know, taking naps in my car on my lunch breaks, and I couldn't walk without a cane. And it was hard. I was burning the candle at both ends and trying to maintain the version, my version of normal as best as I could. Then it hit me that I was already prepared to handle all of this. I was already used to being judged as far as my disability went. I learned this skill from being told no countless times in Broadway auditions. You have to have such thick skin. It's insane if you want to work in theater, by the way. Film and theater completely thickened my skin, but I knew that this was God's way of giving me purpose in my message, to utilize my voice and music to inspire and motivate, you know, people struggling through chronic illness and disability. You know, it was that kind of fruistic moment of, okay, now I know all of the acting lessons, all of the VPS and speech, all of the voice lessons, you know, how to hold yourself on stage and how to walk into a room and command it. That wasn't for, I mean, some parts of it may still be for performing because I love to sing and I'll never stop until I can't do it anymore. But it all made sense. This is why I say, don't ever underestimate the things that you've done in your past that you didn't want to do, because everything can be a contributive effect to a bigger picture that you might not see right now, but you'll eventually see it. You know, I was prepared and polished as a speaker from memorizing so many stupid scripts in college. I was poised enough to be able to give a presentation on how to stay positive through times of hell from taking classical voice lessons since the age of 7. If you're not poised, then you don't perform live. And I learned it young. I learned that confidence and self-worth from being in a physically abusive marriage, or even being well-versed in commanding a stage or conveying a message thanks to managing a billing department where I had to persuade borrowers to pay off their bills, you know, before it negatively impacted their credit. If you can persuade a stranger over the phone, you know, that is going to hang up on you several times and even throw some F-bombs at you in, you know, to make a significant payment on their bill before it goes into collections, this means you have good communication skills. So I was armored with skills that I had already collected from years of what's that I never thought would actually be applicable to the bigger picture. And we're now emerging and revealing in the who. You see, that is perception. To be able to choose the lesson and observe the lesson that you want to get out of something. To be able to see the good things. To take the pain as education, as an experience, of you know, as awareness, and use it for what you may need to apply it to in the future. You're not going to know exactly what you're preparing for, and that's okay. Learn to trust the process and be open-minded about your journey. Your what may not end up being what you truly wanted, but the who is more valuable. The who is your purpose. The who is your legacy and your mark on life.
Thanks for listening to All the Odds with that crazy tattooed MS chick. What's her name again? Oh, right. A hot MS. When you're not listening here, check out her website for the latest blog or shoot her a DM on the gram. Oh, yeah, she's on that TikTok thing too. And don't forget to celebrate your disasters. Your victories get enough attention.